This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice. Oh, my God. Let me turn those down real quick.
What's happening?
I screwed up. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us today. It's hump day. And Survivor's on tonight.
Exciting. And
for those of you who don't care about Survivor, I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
I know. Right now, Connor.
I care that you care.
Thank you. Thank you for caring that we care.
Yes.
Appreciate it. I see that Brandon, our intern, is sitting there ready to take phone calls.
Yes.
It's fantastic because we need caller number 9 right now for a pair of tickets to see Phil Collins October 17th, 2019 at the Chase Center, the brand new Chase Center. Call now and you can talk to Brandon. Very polite. And could someday be a superstar from Survivor.
He's a nice boy.
He is. All right, moving on to Jussie Smollett.
Okay.
Here's all the extra stuff we've got about him. He has not regained the full support of his Empire family, despite all criminal charges against him being dropped yesterday. Or was it yesterday or the day before?
It was yesterday
morning we found out about this. Things are pretty divided among the cast and crew. Production sources are saying there are people on the set, especially the writers, who believe the dismissal of charges is a vindication, proving that Jussie was a victim. They're saying here, though, in TMZ that no one's saying he's innocent. State's attorney believes Jussie staged the attack but felt it was low priority, nonviolent crime that would have resulted in a punishment of community service, so why bother? There are a number of people in the Empire set who share the view that he staged the attack and they're shocked by the lack of consequences. They don't want him back on the show. They're especially offended that Jussie allegedly faked the attack to squeeze more money out of producers. The contingent who are angry believe he's a liability to the show and should be cut if the show comes back for season 6. I believe they edited him out of the remainder of the episodes
A couple episodes, yeah. But as far as I know, I think he's still suspended, not fired.
The one thing that has united the cast is that they're all thrilled the case is now closed because they believe it's a threat to the show's future. However, it's not closed. The FBI is still investigating the letter. Mm-hmm. That he could still face charges over that if they find out that he's the one who sent it. I don't know if that's because mail fraud has a whole different standard and isn't investigated locally. It's investigated by the FBI. If the conclusion that he sent the letter is reached, he could face federal charges. He logged about 18 hours of community service over 2 days with Jesse Jackson's organization, the Rainbow Push Coalition. And that was enough to satisfy prosecutors in Chicago. Rainbow Push is a civil and human rights organization. He volunteered for the first time Saturday, put in 8 hours from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., did another 10 hours on Monday. He did things like stuffing membership envelopes, working in the group's bookstore to sell merchandise, and critiquing its Saturday broadcast. He helped with camera angles and worked with the music director to plan on building the choir. And then they just go on. Another group, Black AIDS Institute, wrote a letter in support of Jussie. He planned and hosted a December gala for the group, which is based in L.A. Hasn't done anything since his arrest, but basically they were speaking to his community service in the past. The brothers, the Osundero brothers, they have shut up. And people are saying, you should make a statement about this. The two brothers who allegedly faked the homophobic and racist attack against Jussie Smollett will not go public, according to this particular story. Their lawyer has quit as a result of this. Moments after Jussie was cleared by the state's attorney, the lawyer for Abel and Ola urged them to make a public statement standing by their claim that he'd faked the attack. They said, no, we're not doing that. And so Gloria Schmidt was the name of their lawyer. She said, well,
I remember her.
I don't work for you anymore then. They're questioning here why they would go radio silent, especially because Jussie essentially pointed the finger right back at them, saying he never lied and the attack was real. The police, prosecutors, and even the two brothers say they were the ones in the street with Jussie, but everyone other than the actor says it was a hoax. It's unclear if he still got a relationship with them. unless they both had bit parts on Empire. He hired them both to train him. They had spent a significant amount of time together before the attack, and he'd written them that $3,500 check for training, although the lawyer, who has since quit, said part of that money was for the attack. So I don't know why they've shut up. Maybe they're going to sell an interview somewhere.
Or they feel like this guy has come out right against them the whole time, and maybe they feel like they can't win. Mm. I can see that. He's certainly more famous than they are.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm just speculating.
But
I think that they would be believed. I mean, I do believe that he's not innocent of these charges. But again, I'm part of the court of public opinion.
People are so mad, including the mayor in Chicago, about the prosecutor dropping the case the way he did.
Right.
And they're trying to find other ways to continue this. I think the mayor's trying to sue for the money
that it cost to investigate, et
right.
cetera.
Oh, someone texted in that it's like $400,000.
Oh, my God.
I saw the story, actually, during the break. He's trying to sue for that.
Good. They should. I have to admit, I found it very stunning when this whole thing was dropped yesterday. It's very confusing.
It is.
Cardi B. So apparently that video that we watched, that wasn't recent. That was about 3 years mm-hmm. old.
That's was it Snap or an Instagram?
I believe it was a part of an Instagram Live that she'd done. Here's the thing, though. You know, I don't know if we knew about Cardi B 3 years ago. I really am. My timeline is always
not.
All off. But
yeah.
I'm going to say that she's only recently sprung up into our
into
in our
us.
Way.
But people been knowing her for
sure,
years.
Sure, I suppose that's true.
Well, that song, though, the one that broke her,
Bodak Yellow,
was huge before the album even came out. Like, the album came out, I don't even know how much later, but it was, she
what
had
was that?
It.
What
2017.
Was that first? Okay, yeah. So that's, we're, you know, fully 2 years in. So, in case you have not heard the story, over the weekend, it turns out that this video was 3 years old, and it was shared on social media over the weekend. Cardi, whose real name is Belcalis Almanzar, basically said, I drugged men, I was a stripper, and when someone would approach me for hooking services, I would say, yeah, come on back to my hotel, where I would drug them and rob them. She said it way more, you know, fancy than I just did. But that's the basic gist of it.
Fancy or angry, however you want
to. Yeah, nothing was handed to you. You took it, literally. She says she was forced to rob the men in order to make it in the music industry and secure studio time. Scandal just got a little worse. The first guy who claims to have been drugged and robbed by Cardi B has come forward.
Yeah, people wrote in yesterday when you aired the video and said, Johns don't come forward because they're getting hookers and they're probably husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And also that they're embarrassed that they just got had by some lady.
This guy's also saying he was beaten. He had the hell beaten out of him by Cardi's gang.
Oh.
So I guess not only, you know, I guess he could go home to his wife and go, yeah, I got robbed by a gang on the street.
A gang of ladies?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they were men. I don't know. You're right. They could have been ladies. I just assumed. So a guy's come forward claiming he was drugged and robbed by Cardi B. There's a new hashtag that's been created to highlight Cardi victimizing men. Hashtag surviving Cardi B.
Oh.
This guy says he was drugged by her, beaten up by her gang, and robbed by Cardi. There is actually a video. I just got handed this, so I didn't have a chance to ask you for the video. But before the first victim came forward this morning, Cardi B was working overtime. Who was that?
That was mine.
Who is it?
My cousin.
Okay.
Hi. Hey,
anything good?
Cardi has been popular for a while because of Love and Hip Hop.
Oh.
Way before she was singing. Yeah, she was on Love and Hip Hop New York.
Oh. Well, the past day or two, she's been working overtime to tamp down the drugging scandal.
Oh, really?
She was forced to speak out and defend herself against detractors who watched the Instagram video showing Cardi B recalling that she drugged and robbed men when she worked as a stripper. And now we are hearing from our first victim. I don't know if there'll be more. Like you said, Johns don't exactly come, you know, crawling out of the woodwork to say, yeah, I hired a hooker and she beat me up and she drugged me.
I didn't even think of that. The texter sent that, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
if
need
you're,
to keep that on the down low.
You're a married guy or you got a job you love.
Sure.
Where that might be held against you.
Whatever,
you're not going to step forward and get yourself, you know.
Yeah. I want to shine a light on this chick.
Into
by shining
news.
A light on me.
Right.
Hi. I hire hookers.
Johns are people too.
That's true. They are. We have some.
You know, in defense of the Johns, this is going to sound weird, but one time before we even lived in San Francisco, I was staying in a hotel here. Can't forget what I had come to town for, but I walked out onto the street right here in downtown, and some really good-looking Asian lady said to me, "Hey." And I thought I was the most handsome boy in the world at that moment. Mm. And it wasn't until I sort of got a minute into the conversation that I realized she was angling to take me up to my room. And maybe drug and rob and beat me. Yeah, she did.
You want a date?
And I didn't know.
You didn't know the terminology?
I'd never had that happen to me, but I was, you know.
You want a play date?
Luckily, I you know, sort of figured it out and was like, no, I don't. Bye. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, I was feeling pretty good about myself. Like, I could have easily been snookered up.
Well, you should continue. I mean, I'm sure she was
I
like,
I do like naked ladies.
A good-looking John. I like good-looking Johns.
Young one, too.
Yeah, young. Feisty. Mm-hmm. Loud. Yeah, super loud. Well... let's see here. I'm looking at the TV ratings, and the first thing I look for is Survivor in the top 10? And the answer is yes!
Thank God. What will we do if they ever cancel that?
I don't know. I'll be so, so sad. Survivor was number 8 last week with 7.1 million viewers. The Sam Jackson episode of 60 Minutes was number 1. Oh. That was a good episode.
Which one was it again?
Sam Jackson was on it.
Oh.
I didn't see that. What was the...
Oh, well, it's just, they talked about his life and, you know, drug problems that he's had and how he started out. And
I heard it on CBS on the...
Yeah, me
I
too.
Guess,
yeah,
on
yeah.
The way
Monday
to work
morning.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Every Monday morning.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get my traffic
they were saying
information
how you
because...
I know, I'm just like, oh.
You see Sam everywhere these days.
I know.
And have been for years and years.
I wonder if he has a part in the latest Quentin Tarantino. He must, right? Hasn't he been
he
in
must.
Every single one?
Yeah.
Of the Quentin Tarantino movies?
They're not going to break that streak.
No.
Why would
they? It's his lucky charm.
Right.
Good time.
And his character in Pulp Fiction is an all-time great one.
Absolutely. Is he in Reservoir Dogs? That might be the one he's not in.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Remember him in Reservoir Dogs.
You know, I haven't seen that movie in so long. I should go back and watch it. I think maybe when I've got time someday, I'm going to sit down and just watch all of the Quentin Tarantino movies in order.
Him screaming at Brad... No. It's just too good.
Is that the big brain, Brad?
Yeah. Look at the big brain on Brad.
Well, his was number 1. The Voice also did well. American Idol was in the top 10 as well. This Is Us.
What's the name
NCIS.
Of the new movie coming out?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Do you see it?
I don't see him on
I don't
the
see
list.
Him on
and it's not on his IMDb.
He'll be in there.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Even if it's a walk on, he'll be
in
there.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's always fun to see him. Ranking Roger has died.
I was a big fan of the English Beat.
I figured that you were. He was a singer at the English Beat and General Public. The General Public song that you would know, both bands were a much bigger deal in the UK and Europe. But
they were on MTV though, so people of a certain generation would absolutely know.
So here's his big song, Tenderness.
Mirror in the Bathroom was a big song.
Yeah,
though.
And actually that's the one I asked him to grab from the English. So this is a General Public song and the English Beat. So Rankin Roger, co-founder of General Public and the English Beat, died yesterday battling cancer.
Cancer.
His real name is Roger Charlie. He has sadly passed away peacefully at home with his family by his side earlier today. Roger's family would like to thank everyone for their constant support during this rough time. Roger was a fighter. He suffered a stroke last summer and was diagnosed with 2 brain tumors and lung cancer. They're not releasing a cause of death, but sounds like anything could have got him.
A lot is going on there.
Let's see here. He was 56, so not old. Kids. He was born in Birmingham, England, fell in love with punk rock as a teenager, went on to play drums with a group called the Dum Dum Boys, and then joined the English Beat in the late 1970s. And after they broke up in 83, the year you were born, Bryn, they started the new group General Public, which also included at least one guy from the English Beat and former members of The Clash and Dexy's Midnight Runners. They recorded 3 albums. And their biggest hit was that song, Tenderness, in 1984. In the U.S., anyway, was in 1984. The year you were born in 1983, I graduated high school in 1984.
Right. She was like, you don't know that song? I'm like, I was 1 at the time. I was listening to this right here.
Oh. This is a good one.
My parents' jam.
Wow.
What are they saying?
Something about love and feeling sorry for something. I want to get like every other word, you know?
Yeah.
But this
so
totally,
that was your parents' favorite song?
Well, this it all
they
all
sing
sound
it to
very
each other?
Similar.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they sing it like, you know, the same way you would sing in your house.
Is this considered a huge hit though?
In Vietnamese radio?
I think I learned when I was older that all of this music of this era is like the war music as they're escaping Vietnam.
Oh.
So there's like this genre of music that all the people who are refugees listen to this type of music because that was during the era and they're talking about love and escaping and all that stuff.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty intense.
Wow.
But yeah, this brings back like childhood memories for me. It's pretty trippy.
Huh.
Sing a little of it.
I can't. I don't know.
But you're telling me your parents walk around the house
singing the same way
to
you
each
would
other.
Sing Journey or one of your favorite jams.
This is their Bad Leroy Brown. Like,
right,
this is
exactly,
for them.
Yeah.
I was just singing that song the other day.
You
that
were
is
not.
So, I was.
No,
me
you
and,
were
me
not.
Me and Debbie were singing it in the She Shack.
No, you weren't.
I was going, because I go, because he's bad. And she go, bad, Leroy Brown. Dude, we're totally singing it. It's so funny.
She's her hype man. That's so funny.
Yeah. My hype girl.
How did I know that?
We're on the same wavelength,
I guess. Right?
And quickly, I'm going to do this just because horrible. The movie The Dirt, that is the Motley Crue sort of biopic that's running on Netflix right now. Apparently terrible movie with mountains of cocaine in it. You didn't mention that.
And sex, yeah.
Oh,
well, it was the 80s.
Yeah.
What did you think they were up to?
Well, I would have been like, oh, I got to go home and see that.
I watched half of it. It was fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Yeah, it's like, it's not well done.
It's not, but it's kind of one of those things where you can't take your eyes off of it, even though it's like, it's kind
I'm
of
gonna
mediocre.
Watch that.
But
what I read about after the fact, or maybe you're going to tell me this. Go ahead.
I don't know if I am. My thing is about a dude who's suing them because his foot got blown off while he was working on the set.
What?
This crew member was electrocuted, and he's suing Netflix and the band. The guy says he was handing down metal pipes to other crew members, and one of them made contact with a power line, sending an electric current that, quote, entered his body and blew out through his right foot.
Mm.
He left, well, sort of.
Not quite, but
It left him with third-degree burns on 50% of his body and required a partial amputation of his foot, as well as multiple surgeries and skin grafts, and he wants at least $1.8 million.
Damn.
In damages.
Wow.
I know. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, I was going to tell you. Never mind.
Oh, go ahead. Tell me.
No, it's too late. Okay, news is next.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Hump Day and Survivor's on tonight. Woo! And it only gets, thank you, all the stuff. It only gets better at 8 o'clock, and we have a pair of 3-day tickets for Outside Lands to give away. Stand by.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Oh.
Yeah.
You want to say some things about it? Because I don't have any words there.
I love my Tahoe Blue vodka, of course. It's booze with benefits, I like to say.
Oh.
That's nice.
I like that.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with a Texas dad. This story sucks.
Oh, no.
It reminds me. Now, I don't know the people. Maybe there's more to the story than I'm seeing here before me, but... you know, we were just talking about the Giving Tree, how parent, and it's sort of this story about how parents will give and give and give and give
until they're a stump
and give and give. Even the people watching are like, that person's not that great. Why do you keep giving them stuff?
Mm. They're using you.
Because you love them. Mm-hmm. You just love them so much. A Texas dad has been left in a coma after a brutal attack while protecting his daughter from her boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
He's fighting for his life after a brutal assault by the daughter's boyfriend who had been living with them for 10 days.
Oh, my God.
He'd been staying with the family for 10 days.
So they opened their home to this guy.
Right. Jamie Apodaca, 24, apparently had been dating Eric Garcia's daughter. At one point, I guess, Eric Garcia asked his daughter's boyfriend to leave. Because he heard this boy, this man, call his daughter a derogatory names during an argument they were having.
Oh, great.
So he wasn't hearing it.
No.
I'm not hearing you talk about my daughter that
under
way.
Under my roof.
Get out.
Yeah.
The guy apparently left, but returned a few minutes later and began arguing with the dad. I guess it turned to blows.
Oh, no.
Apodaca ended up hitting the daughter and the dad. The dad got a couple punches in too, because here's Apodaca, the criminal with a black eye.
Look at the look on his face. You want to slap that off of there?
But he hit the daughter. He
smug
hit the dad.
Looking.
At one point, he hit the dad so hard the dad fell and cracked his head on the ground.
Oh, God.
He fractured his skull and has been in a coma since. So...
what we have invited into our house.
I don't even know. Like, I just think the guy let some dude move in because his daughter likes the guy. And then he has to defend the daughter from the guy. And he ends up, and what is the daughter doing right now? Do you think she feels guilty or is
she? Oh, yeah.
I certainly hope
so.
She does.
I hope
she should.
She does. Yeah. Because the dad, I'm sure,
guilty.
Is trying to just have a day in through all this. He's
right.
Like, yeah.
I got to go to work.
I got to work. I got to eat. I got bills. I got things. I got stuff.
I'm trying to protect my family here.
So that story I'll update you on when hopefully we find out that he's recovered and out of a coma
so.
And is doing better.
Terrible story.
Or that the guy who punched him
is going away forever.
Is going to jail. We're getting closer, everyone.
To what?
To freedom.
Freedom from what?
A male birth control pill.
Oh, you won't like this, though.
Why?
Apparently it cuts your testosterone production way down.
What are you talking about? Who told you that?
I was reading a thing on it.
Scientists are getting closer to creating a hormone-based birth control mechanism for men.
Science!
They say it would likely function the same way as the pill for women.
Mm.
You're saying it does what to you?
I heard it reduces your testosterone output, which can actually make you more tired. You just have less energy. There'll be something. There'll be some reason dudes won't take this. Go on.
You don't think we want it?
Do you?
I would have, in my teens.
You would have loved to have not had to worry.
I was with a girl. We were my high school sweetheart. At any given time, I could pull her little pill pack out of her purse and we'd be 3 to 5 or 6 days off. At any given time, I'd be like, damn it, Darcy! You're playing with fire here. You need to keep taking these daily.
Mm-hmm. So if you could have taken a pill,
well,
you would have
I would
done
have.
It.
And listen... I was such a puke in high school, but I would have taken that pill.
Well, you didn't want any babies.
I would have figured out how to, and I didn't have any, luckily, thankfully.
Oh, that you know of.
I didn't. I never had to go, that I know of, I right. never had to go get an abortion or was never involved in any of that. But man, You don't want to see that pill pack like way days off of where it's supposed to be.
You want your girl on it.
So, yeah, I would have been on that. But you're right. I mean, I guess if it was going to do something horribly, if the side effects were that bad, you're right. I wouldn't want to take it.
Well, I don't know. And look, they're just developing it. But the thing I was reading was like, didn't sound great.
They're saying
about
that
a cost?
No, I have no idea. It's just, you know, I know about this whole testosterone thing, especially later in life. Like, you know, guys who are feeling tired and stuff, they wind up going to the urologist and they do blood work. And they go, oh, it's because you have no damn, you're not making any testosterone anymore. And they're all just lethargic and they start doing the rub-on stuff and they're growing hair places where they never had it before. And yeah, it's just nutty. I would think that any diminishment of your testosterone wouldn't be something a dude would want.
Well, they're saying here that right now, the way things are, women are forced to take on the financial health-related burden of birth control pills. Mm-hmm. Not only the financial burden, but they have to take it and whatever side effects that comes with.
Right.
Sometimes you hear the side effects are good.
Sure, you get clean skin, you know.
Clears your skin up, makes your boobs bigger.
Okay.
Whatever.
Shuts down your sex drive. It's all great.
Is that right?
It can diminish it.
Oh.
You know, which is exactly what you don't want.
Right.
You know, you want to be hornier than ever. I'm on the pill. Let's do some stuff. I feel like it.
It's some years out, but they're working on it.
That's great news,
I
suppose.
And I feel a lot less good about it now that I've talked to Sarah about it than I did before I did the story. Excellent. Damn it, Sarah.
I'm sorry.
Sheesh.
Such a Debbie Downer. What's wrong with me? God, shut up, Sarah.
Yeah, it says super low levels of testosterone to the point where it changes sexual function, whatever that
means. So there it is. It's just like the girl's pill. It sort of diminishes your sex drive. It's going to like dudes will be on the pill and then suddenly dudes won't want to have sex
anymore.
Wait,
are you talking about the male pill?
Yeah.
Oh. What good is it if I can't get my boner anymore?
Well, you won't even care. You won't even want it. So it'll be great. I'm not ruled by my wiener anymore. I think every man should be on this. How great would the world be that men weren't ruled by their wieners in? Oh, I love that world. Yay!
Well, then they'd be ruled by their hormones.
Yeah, then they'd be crying. They'd all get their periods. Yeah. Oh, jeez. We can't win.
I don't like it. the 10 most expensive cities to go see a concert, San Jose is number 2.
Oh. Mm.
How do you like that? San Francisco is not even on the list of the top 10. Vegas is number 1.
Mm. Oh, because most people fly there to go see it?
Well, plus they've got all these
really high priced,
big shows.
Yep.
San Jose, I have to believe it has to do with Levi's, right? The stadium?
Oh, I was thinking SAP the last time I was there.
It's both.
So expensive. But yeah, you're right.
Does Levi's count because it's in Santa Clara or is it just like...
I think so.
Okay. I think it counts.
Sure.
Did you hear that thing about Metallica's doing a show?
A second one, yeah.
They've added another show because they wanted to do a fan-based ticket sales and bots got every single ticket within seconds. And
well,
then immediately posted them up on resale sites. So now they're trying to figure out a workaround for the bots.
We got a text from someone right after that said that. And I don't know
fact,
but yeah, I think that.
They're super bummed.
It is a bummer. Mm. It's a bummer.
The
tickets are already
tickets
expensive. And then you find yourself finding out that you're buying it. And it's so sneaky the way it's done.
Yep.
I mean, that's how I ended up paying all that for the Hamilton show. Mm.
You thought you were on the actual site and you were on a reseller to site.
Right. And I should know better, but I'm in radio. I've always gotten my tickets for free.
I know. So not used to buying tickets.
I mean, well, what do
look,
I know
it's
about?
True.
Being honest.
I'm at a concert, it's for work.
I mean, I usually write an email to Usette.
Yeah, that's how you
that's
get
who
your
I, that's
how
I
get
tickets. Started. You can
easily
find some tickets.
Jane?
Hi.
You know, I mean, that's how that happens. Yeah. But that's every job has its perks, right?
Yes.
You hope.
This has some good perks, this job.
Yeah.
But one of them was not Hamilton tickets. $1,700 later.
Ouch.
Hot air balloon theft is pretty uncommon, they say.
Yeah, it seems like that wouldn't be a quick getaway vehicle.
Right.
They also have distinct patterns on them.
Oh, you know your own balloon.
And they're huge.
Yeah.
So when you fly your stolen balloon, it's likely you're going to give yourself away.
Right. And I'm going to grab my bow and arrow and shoot you out of the sky. That's my balloon.
You have one of those?
Yeah, I got a quiver on my back. Come on.
Someone stole a $30,000 hot air balloon from a guy in Bloomington, Indiana earlier this year. Who knew they were that expensive?
$30,000? I was actually thinking that seems cheap, considering that it's this. I mean, it just seems like such a contraption, such a thing.
What are you talking about?
I would have thought.
It's like a propane tank.
Well,
and
basket,
a parachute.
And they've got all kinds of levers and
a
pulleys.
A basket. It's wicker.
It's got to be reinforced. It must be a steel frame. I mean, I don't know. $30,000 sounds like, it just doesn't sound
like a junky one.
Yeah. This guy had a crappy hot air balloon.
All right.
I don't know.
Can you look up what a hot air balloon would go for?
Well, $30,000.
About $40,000 it says on this one.
Oh. For a good one?
I mean, it doesn't say it's not good.
I want a killer one. I want a really good one. And I don't want just like a big round balloon. I want some kind of shape, like Snoopy on a doghouse.
Okay,
or,
you're getting out of hand.
All right, sorry.
Anyway, the thief was just busted.
Look at the polar bear one. Yeah, I want that.
You got the legs blocking your view. You're underneath in the middle.
Bet you the coolest balloon in the sky. I mean, you know, it's a give and take, man.
Are you?
Hotline's ringing.
There's four things blocking your view.
Yeah, I'm sick of the view.
Anyway, the thief was just busted after flying it at a hot air balloon festival.
Oh, he stole it and took it to a festival. He just wanted to be in a festival.
The festival was in Florida, and the cops got a tip from the police in Indiana. Keep your eyes out for this balloon.
It has a
distinct pattern.
Oh, does it say?
It doesn't say what, but they all have their, you know,
specific thing. They're so beautiful. Once in a while, like up in wine country, you'd be up there in the morning and suddenly they're all of you like, oh my God, the sky is filled with them. It's beautiful. I wonder if Hooman's in one of those.
You know, that's what you wonder?
Oh, I'm just thinking of the only person I know who's ever been in one is Hooman.
I've never been in one.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to be, you guys?
Sure.
Yeah, it seems neat.
Yeah.
I've been in a blimp, but I don't think I've been in one of those.
Oh, what were you?
I might have been in one of those. I may have been in one of those.
Oh.
I don't know. Mm. But I was a radio thing I was in a blimp for.
Okay.
But yeah, whatever.
I would do the hot air balloon, but not for that long. What did they go? 60, 90 minutes?
I have no idea. I've never looked into it. Let's ask Hooman tomorrow if he's here.
Anyway, the police in Indiana sent over a picture of what the balloon looks like. So the police scoured the festival, and then they saw it because the dummy was there at a big hot air balloon festival. There he is, floating in the air like a big sitting duck.
Good job, buddy.
The owner of the balloon decided not to press charges against the thief. He just wants his balloon back.
Oh.
A tow company is going to drive it back to Indiana for him.
Tow company.
Not even pressing charges.
Not pressing charges.
Dude got to take the balloon, take it down, be in a festival with it. Huh? Enjoy the day. No, he has to give it up.
Maybe he doesn't want any trouble.
Yeah, I just want my balloon back, man.
If you want one of those special balloons, the polar bear or a dog or whatever, they range from $120,000 to $400,000.
Oh.
$400,000.
Mm-hmm. Some people are really into it, you know.
And all you're still doing there is just floating.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you want to hit the gas sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, you know, you let the wind take you where it will.
That's bogus.
We're going to see where we wind up.
I'm not doing this.
Let's land it on that highway.
The answer is no.
Horribly wrong.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 4 and 5 says, I just moved back to the Bay Area after 10 years away. Mm. Listening to you two again after all these years feels like I'm reuniting with longtime friends.
Aww.
And we haven't missed a beat.
Well, you could have been listening the whole time on radio.com.
Yeah, we're giving it away around here.
Yeah, take it with you anywhere you want. Now you know for next time you leave, radio.com. All our shows are on there. All our podcasts are on there. You can listen to Alice all day long.
408 says, LOL, Bryn, playing the Vietnamese music brought me back to my childhood. My parents put that on in the car anytime they wanted to knock us kids out for the ride because it's so slow and it always put us to sleep.
Oh, those are my people.
Aww.
It's nice to hear from them.
I work at a school, says 707, and yes, bus drivers are desperately needed. And yes, they're split shifts unless they're on field trips.
Oh. I wonder if they get hazard pay for field trips.
You know what someone wrote? Let me see if I can find it. I'll find it later, but the point they were trying to make is most people who are able to drive buses, they want to drive these commuter buses.
Shuttle buses.
Because they can make 10 times the money.
Right.
Driving for Google that they would make driving for the Unified School District.
Right. Hmm. And they were saying that those bus drivers get paid less than teachers.
The people who drive the school buses? Yeah. Well, that's not too surprising. I actually would think that in the ranking of the way people should get paid, the person who teaches your kids should get paid more than the bus driver. Sorry, bus drivers. Sorry about it.
831 says, I'm 42 and I don't use deodorant unless I'm wearing a tank top and my pit is skin on skin.
Oh, so if they've got a shirt tucked up into it. Is my shirt in my pit? It pretty much is in my pit, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of people wrote in, though, and said, I don't use deodorant either.
Yeah, I know some people who proudly state that they don't use deodorant, and I'm thinking to myself, you should.
Well, they're hitty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're
like, yeah,
they're
I just don't smell. I'm like, no, you do.
You smell.
You think you don't, but
you do. Who
are
you talking about?
I'm talking about someone. I don't think I'm talking about the same person you're talking about, though I might be.
Who are you talking about?
It's one person. I've gotten nuked by one person a few times.
Oh,
come on.
Like, oh, yay, let's take a picture. I'll stand right next to that guy.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's not you. Don't worry.
All right.
You're looking at me like funny.
Well.
I've never smelled you.
Okay, good. What's coming up in the trash?
Scott Capurro.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.